The chaver now is lada itis peris, and in nemzon vade it was gemaiset already. Why? The vade isure meiser who chaver kama, because avada the first bala boss the chaver took off meiseris alavayu on it, and the svar we said before, because he doesn't want somebody else to be able to neiver, he doesn't want somebody else to eat a nisser. For Rabbi Shimon the Gamliel Omer lo yoichal no ad sheyaser. No, the second person is not allowed to eat the figs until he takes off meiseris. Why? We have And this is Reb Shimon Gamliel Svara. Shimon Gamliel says, "Lo yoichol ad sheyaser lefishto nechshtu chaverim litrom shtoim min amukav." Because we nemo on vaday that the chaver would not take off meiser. Why? He doesn't want to do an iser. Shloim min amukav, you're not supposed to do it. So the chaver, that's why he won't take off meiser. Now v'yomale Rebbe says mutav sheyechshutu chaverim litrav shloim min amukiv ve'al yachilu amoretz tfolim. That's Rebbe's svara. No, it's kedai that the balabos should take that the chaver should take off meisers. It's kedai the balabos should do it, even though he's doing some shloim min adin because it's shloim min amukiv. But it's better to do like a small iser kedai that the other person should not do a big iser. The other person should not come to tevel. That's Rebbe's svara. So the Marba Maikim, if looking, what's the machloikis? Rebbe, sub Rebbe holds, Nichale lechover, the levid who isura klila, for a levid amorit isura rabba. Rebbe holds, it's kedai that the chover should do a small iser. He's doing a small iser by taking off maisris, shlemin amukiv. He's not next to his field. He's taken off from his house for his field. That's a iser klila, small iser. It's kedai to do a small iser, for a levid amorit isura rabba. That the balabos, that the person that's eating it, the yamorit should not do a bigger iser. He should not come amish titevel. We have Shimon ben Gamliel Sovar, Nichale lechover, the levid amorit isura rabba. The yiyu afilu isura klila lelevet. That's the machlokes. The Rav Shimon Gamliel holds as far as not like that. That it's kedai for chover not to do any yisur. He should not do even nisa klila, even though it means that an amoritz is going to do a nisa rabba. But I go forth, I'm not mamish making you do the yisur like. Go forth, you're doing the yisur, and I'm as you want me to do an nisa klila. He holds as far no. Rav Shimon holds no. A chover would not do even a small yisur kedai to say somebody else was doing a bigger yisur. But Rebbe holds not like that. It's kedai to do a small iser, kedai somebody else should not be over a big aveirum. That's the machlokes here. But I call upon him the gate tower shiloh to say a chazaka shliach does shlichusay or not. From here we have no raya, because here there's a new svara. Chover doesn't let anything go out of his reshus unless first he took off trumas and maisus. So that's a new svara here, that a chover doesn't let somebody eat something unless it's vadi's kosher. But a regular shliach, if he does what he's supposed to, it could be, maybe he forgot, maybe he's miyayish, maybe he couldn't do it. We do not know vada he did it. So l'maisa, the Gemara doesn't come out to maskana, what's the halacha? L'maisa, it's a machlokes rishonim, had a paskin. So we paskin like rishonim to say that even in the raises, we say the chazaka shliach oitesh techusai, and some rishonim say no, we paskin like Rav Nachman, that in the raises, and as always mashmur the halacha, we paskin like Rav Nachman, that in the shail in the raises, we're not saying the chazaka shliach oitesh techusai. We have a suffix, maybe the shliach forgot, maybe in anything happened, he didn't do it. It's not a vadai. So maybe it's only a suffix if he did it or not. So it's only lechumra we have to be machmir. Maybe the shliach didn't do it, but lekula is also a suffix. That's why there's always a lacha. If you make a shliach to mekadesh an isha for you, and you don't know if the shliach did it or not, so lechumra you rosh on everybody in the world, because you have to be choshes. Maybe the shliach was mekadesh an isha for you, and you don't know who he was mekadesh. So any lady you want to marry now, maybe she's your wife's sister, maybe it's your wife's mother. You don't know. So if there is a suffix, when you tell the shliach to do something, you have to have a suffix, maybe he did do it. Our sugya is just saying, you don't know vada he did it though. To say vada he did it, in the rights there's always a suffix, maybe he didn't do it. So the Mishnah. Nos noib ilan. If you put your eruv, again, an eruv etchumim, you want to be able to walk a paimam out of the city. So nos noib ilan. You put your eruv on the tree. Nos noib ilan. Lamala miasara tvochim. It's higher than 10 tvochim. That's the tree itself, as the branches of the tree were higher than 10 tvochim. That's where you put the chalis for the eruv etchumim. Is the locha ain't a ruby eruv. Since you put the eruv so high up, 10 tvochim high, it's not chal the eruv. Lamata miasar tvochim. Let's say it's on the tree, but the branches are less than 10 tvochim off the ground, then a ruby eruv. then Yeruv B'Tchumim is good. The Gemara will explain what's the chilek between Lamala Miyud or Lamata Miyud. What about Tu'a Din Nosna the Bor? You put your Eruv in a bor, in a pit. Is Afilu Omuk Meyama? No matter how deep down the bor is, still Eruv Yeruv. Yeruv is good. Here there's no concern. There's only a concern if it's put it on a branch of a tree and the branch is more than 10 tefachim on top of the ground. That's where the Eruv is not chal. For the Gemara, Yosef Rav Chia, Bar Abba, for Rabbi Asi, Verova, Bar Nosin, for Yosef Rav Nachman Gabayu. Nachman was sitting by them. They were all sitting together. The Yasvi, they were sitting with Karma, and they said over, Hi Elon, the Koy Hecha. Hey, this Elon, where is it standing? Hey, Sai Elon, the Koy Hecha. Where is this tree standing now that we have a suffix? You put the Erev on the tree, and since it's more than 10 Tfachamai, it's no good. Where is this tree? Elaim with the koi b'shusha yochid. If you're telling me now the tree is in the b'shusha yochid in your backyard, or b'zoi mali lamala mali lamata. My nafkumina, how high the branch of the tree is? Whether the branch is ten tefachamay or not ten tefachamay? Like b'shusha yochid oil adar rukia mamanashuch. Any place in the b'shusha yochid mamash until shemayim is considered part of b'shusha yochid. So no matter how high you are, you're still in the b'shusha yochid. So you're still in one b'shus. So the Erev should be good. What do I care if the branch is more than 10 tefachim high? So what? No matter how high it is, it's still called the Rishus Yochid. The Elo, you have to tell me the Koi Rishus Rabin. We're talking about this tree now is standing in the Rishus Rabin. Now, the Miskavin Lishovais Heichen. Where did this person have das to be Koin his Shvisa? The Loch of the Ruvit Chumim is that you want to be able to walk more than a Payimam out of your city. So we say before Shabbos, it's considered like you're kind of yeshvisa, like you're living in the place where the chal is. So here you put the chal on top of the tree. The suffix is, where did you have das to be kind of yeshvisa? Where exactly, which place do you want to be considered? That's the mokum where you're living now. Do you want to be able to live on the bottom of the tree, the stump of the tree? Or do you want to live on top of the tree, where the branches are? That's the shayla. For the Gemara, where did he have kavono that it should be kindness din erev? Like, where is he kindness shvisa? Elaim with the miskaven lishvas lamalo. If you tell me this person had das, to like to climb up the tree before Shabbos and to live there on the branch, that's where he's going to sleep. That's where he's going to stay that Shabbos. That's going to be mokim shvisa. Or bezoi who the eruve the mokim echod. He and his erev is namish in the exact same place. They're both lamalo meyud. Like, what should be wrong? The tree is in Rishus Rabin. Now, the chsoron is that around the tree, the floor is Rishus Rabin. But Mastam, we're talking about here where the branches of the tree are very wide, and they're more than Dalat Fochim by Dalat Fochim, the branches. Come to say, if the branches is the Malam Meyud, more than Yud Fochim off the ground, they become Rishus Yochid. So on top of the branch is the Rishus Yochid. Because you have a branch now that's Mamish Lamalam Meyud, more than Yud Fochim high. So you have a branch like this in the Rishus Rabin, you say like good asam some mechitzas go down, and male on top of the branch is called Rishus Yochid. So that's the chsoron. The Erev is on top of the branch in the Rishus Yochid, and the bottom is the Rishus Rabin. But if you tell me the person had das to be kindness shvis on top of the tree here, so he wanted to be in the Rishus Yochid, and the Erev is in the Rishus Yochid. It's very good. They're on the exact same Rishus. So what should be the chsoron? Why isn't this Erev chal? Elos of the Gemara, I'll tell you the case is Niskaven Lishvais Lamata. The Kimter is with a person at das to be Kainis Shvis on the ground, on the bottom, the Ikar of the tree, by the stump of the tree. That's where he wanted to be, Kainis Shvis. So now here's the Chsorim. If the bread, the challah, the Erev, is on top of a branch, which is 10 Tfachim high, since it's 10 Tfachim high, it becomes Rishus Yachid. Because it's talking about the branch is very wide, it's more than Dalad by Dalad. So on top is the Rishus Yochid. And where does he want to live? On the bottom, which is the Rishus Rabin. So he can't bring the Erev to the Mokim where he wants to live. So now the Erev is not Chal. It lies like the Erev is in the Rishus Yochid, and he wants to be in the Rishus Rabin, and on Shabbos is also to carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. So now the Erev is not in the Mokim he wants to be Shabbos, so that's why the Erev is not Chal. Mashenken, if the branches would be Lamata and Neyud, they're not 10 Tfachim high, they do not become Rishus Yochid, then it's considered in one Rishus, so then he could take the Erev to the ground where he is. Then the Erev is Chal. So that's enough Kaminam. Since the branch is more than 10 Tfachim high, it's Rishus Yochid, and less, it's not a Rishus Yochid. Let's see Rashi.
Eden is comes Rashi Likna Shvisa Al Elon on the tree itself is who be Ruby Bamakan Echod. Be Afil Lamalam Yude Ruby Eruv. Since he wants to live on top also, what do I care if it's 10th Fakam High to if it's just a Yachad there, but they're both in the same Makam, him and his Eruv. Eli, you tell him made in his cabin, this way is Lamato. Tirutsu, this is a terrace already. Hilkach, Lamala Meyasara, if the Chala, the Eruv, was more than 10th Fakam High, ain't a Ruby Eruv. Why? To be Makam, Shinaskavan Lishvois, Shomhi Shvisosin. Where did he have Das to live? On the ground. So that's really his Makam Shvisa. Now, the Chivon, do you have a boy, the Mishkle Ruve? If he would want to take his Erev, O Michla, and eat it, be Shah She Erev Zeichaloi, at the time when the Erev is Chal for him, which is the Hainu Ben Ashmashas, at the beginning of Shabbos, we say that where you have your mazun, your bread, that's considered your makam that you're living there. So the beginning of Shabbos is kind of the shvisa as if you're living outside there. But here, le motzi shokel, he can't take his challah from where he wants to be kind of shvisa. The maisi mishus hayochel, mishus rabim, because he's bringing the challah from the top of the tree, which is a mishus hayochel, to the bottom of the tree, which is a mishus rabim. You're not allowed to do that. Is the meidah lo hevi eruvi eruv. Therefore, his eruv is not chal. Now, Kugain Zatrashi, the Elon Rochiv Dalit. We're talking about the branches of the tree is Dalit Tfokim wide. Ve'avi Lamala Meyud Didei Rishus Yochid. Therefore, on top of it becomes Rishus Yochid. Lamata Meyud, Mashenkin, let's say the branches are lower than 10 Tfokim, then Eruv Yeruv. Then it's Chal the Yeruv. I, the Kashris, Viafagav Lamata Meyud Karmelisu. Even though it's not 10 Tfokim, it's only 9 or 8 Tfokim, but the Chur becomes the Karmelis then. The whole gimel ates v'roichiv dalat karmelisi. Anything you have in Rishus Rabin, which is more than gimel tfachim high, and it's not up until 10 tfachim high, if it's rochiv dalat by dalat, it becomes a karmelis. That's the side of a karmelis. It's not a Rishus Yoch, it's not a Rishus Rabin. Since it's rochiv dalat by dalat, and it's at least gimel tfachim high, and it's not exactly yud tfachim high. So this tree, if it's less than yud tfachim, luchur it's a karmelis. So again, it should be yosun. You're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to a rishus rabim. So it's still shver. How can you take the eruv off the tree to use it? And the gemara could yarmin of yitzias hashabbos. The komais lo mekarmelis rishus rabim. So who it's shver? You're carrying from a karmelis to a rishus rabim. Ha mukmi lo the gemara soon says that sign to Rebbe. This gemara goes like Rebbe. The yoma kol dovish umishum shvus lo gozer olav ben hashmoshes. Any time there's only nisim with the rabbanon, bein hashmoshes the rabbanon did not make the gzeres. So mele here, the eruv. When is the eruv chal bein hashmoshes? Right at the beginning of Shabbos. So it depends. If you have to take the eruv from the branch that's less than yud tfachim high, even though it's a karmelis, and you wanted to be kind of shlis on the bottom of the tree, which is the rishus rabbin, you're allowed to carry from a karmelis to the rishus rabbin, because since it's only yosim with the rabbanon. And bein hashmoshes ledvar mitzvah to rabbanon were not geyser on shvusim. Therefore, bein hashmoshes you are allowed to take the eruv off the tree and eat it on the ground. Mashenkin, if the tree is yud tfachim high, then on top becomes rishus yochid, which that's an issur d'oraisa. M'd'oraisa you're not allowed to carry from rishus yochid to rishus rabbin. So then, even bein hashmoshes, if you have no hechet timsa, how you can bring the bread down from the top of the tree to where you are? So therefore, the eruv is not chal. The only reason Erev is Chal is that a Mokim you want to be kind of Shvisa, if you have your Mazen there, we look as if you want to be, as if it's Chal. But here you want to live on the bottom of the tree. You don't have your Chalis there. Where are your Chalis? They're on the top of the tree. The top of the tree, since it's more than Yud Tzvachim High, and it's Rochiv Dalad by Dalad, it's called Rishus Yochid. So since you're not allowed to take the bread from Rishus Yochid and put it on the ground to Rishus Rabin, you're talking out kind of Eruve. That's the Terence. Mashenkin, if the tree is less than Yud Tzvachim High, so it's only a karmelis, so that's only an issur with the rabbonin, and in the rabbonin you're allowed to do bein hashmoshes to tzorich mitzvah. More maita. That's the gemara's teretz. The what? El neskavim lishras lamata. He had kavona to sit on the bottom of the tree. For the gemara nukasha now. Even on the case that the eruv is lamata miyutvachin, why is it so poshut? It's good. Aivo komishtamish bilon. He's be mishtamish bilon. That's a loch on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. There's a gzera, maybe you come to climb up and pull off branches, which would be an issur d'oraisa. So therefore, let's say you have something hanging on the tree. It's also to take it off on Shabbos. So here, if you have your lechem, you have the erev on the tree, what do I care if it's less than your tochin, but midirabbonin, it's also to take the lechem off the tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with nilon on Shabbos. So how can you take the erev off on Shabbos? So drashi yom mishtamish bilon, ki shokulei, when you take off the erev, v'amaya rubi erev, why is it chal the erev? Afil lamatem yasor, even on the bottom of asorah. Here the shimush ilan shvusu kiret nan eluheim shim shvus loy erlan bilan vuadin the masa mitzvah lo kamaitim kamus just rabbin the same kasha. Core part of the kasha is you're doing an issur d'rabbanan to get the lechem, to get the eruv off the tree onto the ground where you want to be kind of shvisa is awesome d'rabbanan. You be mishtamish bilan. You can't take something off the tree on Shabbos. So by to the eruv shenat yichal. And for the Gemara, li'olam atayi dekoy b'shus rabin, the same akimta. We're talking about the tree is b'shus rabin. The tree is out in the fields where you want to be kind of yeshvisa. It's by the alpayimam out of the city, but it's b'shus rabin there. For the skavet lishvus lamata. Now you wanted to be kind of yeshvisa on the ground, on the ikur of the tree, on the ground, the bark of the tree. And the ma'isa was that the erev, you put the erev on top of the leaves. The challah was on top of the leaf. So it depends, we're saying. If it's Lamala Meyud, the Mishnah says it's no good. Because then Lamala Meyud is Rishus HaYochid. That's also the right to take the challah off the tree to the bottom Rishus HaRabin. But if it's Lamata Meyud, if the branches are less than you, Tvachamayin, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's only a Karmelis. So then you're allowed to take the challah off. The Kashmir is watching to take it off. There are two Yisurim. One Yisur is you're taking it from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabin. And the second Yisur is you'd be Mishtamash Vilon. Since the lechem, the challah for the Erev, is on top of the tree, you're not allowed to take something off the tree on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, the Rebbe he. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shito. The Yomar Rebbe says, Kol dovesh shum ishum shvus, loy gozer olav ben ashmoshes. Any issa, the Rabbonin will not gozer ben ashmoshes. So Mela, when is an Erev chal? An Erev is chal ben ashmoshes, at the beginning of Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, when you're under the tree, you have to be able to, at that time, take off the erev off the tree. The ma'aseh you're allowed to, according to Rebbe. Because taking off the lechem off the tree is only two issur of the rabbanan. It's only either an issur, you'd be mishtamish bilon, or else you take it from a karmelis into a shus rabbin. They're both only issur of the rabbanan. The rabbanan weren't geizer, even two shvusim. The rabbanan weren't geizer ben ashmoshes. So drashi ben ashmoshes. Shehi shas kinyas erev. That's the time that an erev chumim is chal. The chivon is shos at that time. Motzi shokulei, you're allowed to take off the bread. Nimsa suder ruya loy b'yisashor. At that time, the erev is roy for you teeth. V'sula yichvislon. Even though later on you can't use the chalor anymore, because after ben hashmoshes, you're not allowed to take the lechem off the tree, because there are two isur of the rabbonins, you'll be mishtamish, and you take it from a karmelis. But about ben hashmoshes, when the erev should be chal, it's chal, it doesn't bother us later on. Rashi loy gozru olav ben hashmosh, duchiv ben hashmosh asveiku, o shvus the rabbanon hu, loy gozru, that's Rashi svarim. About ben hashmosh is only a suffix if it's Shabbos or not. And at the rabbanon, so blaz like a suffix, in the rabbanon, you go to kula. So the Gemara, omulu Rav Nachman, so this is what the first man Yomim was saying, Rav Chiya Barabba and Rav Asi and Robert Rav Nosen. They were saying this pshat now Mishnah. Now omulu Rav Nachman heard them say this. He said, Yasha, Yishno, you said very good. That's like a pshat now, Mishnah. V'chein Amar Shmuel, Shmuel also said the same pshat. But that's like a pshat now, Mishnah. So at the Gemara, Omru Lei, Pasrisi Bahu, Kuli Hai. Like these other man, the Yorma, telling Rav Nachman, you said such, like you're saying such a good terrorist. No, Rav Nachman said, Yasha. Like what you're saying was right. So they answer him back, are you masking to such a good terrorist? Freddy Gemara, Hai Inu Nami Hokika Pasribo. Like, what's your big astonishment? Are you saying so good, Rav Nachman? They themselves said the exact same teretz now also. For care, they were the ones that said this teretz first. Then when Rav Nachman heard it, Rav Nachman said, Yashi, you're saying right. So what are they being so astonished now? When Rav Nachman said, yes, you're right, they felt so good. Like, you said the teretz yourself. Elo the Gemara says, Hoki, or this is what you meant to say. Elo Hoki Omrulei, Kavisu Lebi Gemara. He meant to ask Rav Nachman, are you kaveyah this din in the Gemara? Like, is this the loch of Sukkah? And Amalu in, Yitaka said yes, that now it's a Gemara like that, that's Pshan al Mishnah. Pshan al Mishnah is, we're talking about the tree is in the Rishus Rabin, and Lamala Meyud is no good the Erev, because then it's Rishus Yochid, and it's also Midiraisa to take the Erev off the tree, put it on the ground, Rishus Rabin.
But if the tree, the branches are less than 10 tefachim, so it's only a kamlus, only a simud rabbanon, then it's mutter. So the more itmanami, Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Hocho b'ilon ho'ayne b'rishos rab maskinim. Our Mishnah is talking about the kimta, the tree is b'rishos rabin. And gevoya asara, the tree is 10 tefachim high. V'rochiv abo, and the top of it is wide, dalad by dalad. Therefore, the top of the tree is a rishos ha'yochid. So now, v'niskavim l'shvus l'mato, if he had that, to be koin his shvisam, on the bottom part of the tree, on the ground of the tree, then you have this halacha, that if you put it on top of the tree, which is 10 tefachim high, it's a rishos ha'yochid, it's asur, it's possible. Because you can't take the bread off the tree to the ground, that's an issi d'raisa. Mashenkin, if the top of the tree is less than Yutvachim, it's only 9 or 8 or 7, it's only Karmelis, it's only Yosem of the Rabbonin, and the Rebbe, he goes according to Rebbe. The Yoma Koldova Shumishum Shvus, Loi Gozrol of Ben Ashmoshes. Any Issa, the Rabbonin, did not make Ben Ashmoshes. So that's Pshan now Mishnah, and we pass a Laloch like that. That a Shvus, you could be make of Ben Ashmoshes, Lutzerich Mitzvah, or a Shasat Chak. It's to do Issa the Rabbonin's Ben Ashmoshes. Right, but it's providing, it's not Sonagay Lamaisa, because it's only providing you were Makabal Shabbos. When you're Makabal Shabbos, that has a loch around like Shabbos Gomer, you can't do Shvusim. So it's come out Nebu Nageya. Just to say, if you weren't Makabal Shabbos yet, and it became Ben Ashmoshes, then you will have to do a Shvus. But if you are Makabal Shabbos already, it lies like Shabbos Gomer then. Amar Rava, Lo Ishonu Ela B'ilon Ho'aymed Chutzli Burei Shalir. Our whole Shaila here is only if this tree is standing outside the Ibur of a city. In other words, you have a city, and the Ibur means 70 yamas outside the city is still called like part of the city. So now, the case is, you want to be able to walk out of your city, Alpayim Amah, right? 2,000 yamas. So at the end of your city, that's where you start counting your Alpayim Amah. Now you started to walk, let's say, 1,000 yamas, and you hit another city. And you want to walk further than that city. So after you pass that city, that's where your Alpayim Amah ends, and you have a tree there, that's where you want to be Shavas. That's where you want to put Yerif. So, you have to know this tree has to be outside even the second city's limits. It's out of 70 yamis, out of the second city. But if the tree that you want to make Yerif is still in the Ibram, it's still part of the 70 yamis of the second city, you should know, even in the case like Al Mishnah, where you have the tree and you put your Yerif on top of the tree, which is Lamala Meyud, so it's Rishus Yochid, and you want to be kind of Shvisa on the floor on the bottom, which is Rishus Rabin, still Harezu Eruv. In such a case, the Eruv will still be Chal. Aye, why is it Chal? The Chur, you're in two different places. Your Eruv is Lamala and Rishus Yochid, and you want to be downstairs in Rishus Rabin, and you can't take the Eruv from one to the other. So why is it Chal? And the Gemara Nusvarim, the Mosa command the Mal Yadami. A city is considered like it's filled up. There's anything inside the city, it always looks like it's mamish in one rishus. So on top and bottom, mamish looks alike. So Rashi speaks out, even though it's medin, it's still also to take the Erev off the tree and put it down on the ground. Because there's still a list of the Raisam. Like even though in the middle of a city, you can still have rishus rabin. So if the tree is lamala meyud, and it's roch of dalid, on top of the tree is a rishus yochid. On the bottom of the tree, Lamaisa is a Rishus Rabin. So, Adam and the Raisa is still also to take the Erev off the tree to bring it down to you. We're just saying a Svara, a Drabonatik a Svara, Vilchus Erevin, we look as if you're both in the same Rishus. Even though Lamaisa, you can get the Erev off, but in the city, when you're in the 70 Yamas of the city, we look as if the whole city is Kamanda Mal Yudomin, like it's filled up. Top, bottom, it looks like one thing. So, it looks like your mom is in the exact same place. So that's a svara is good for Erev also. A new drabonic svara. Tirashi. Tirashi demosa. Tirashi. Mitoich shihi mukefes yishav mechitzes. Since it has walls around the city. V'yena megula is not open. Chazina lo command amalia fora. We look as if inside the city is like filled up with dirt. Vevi command in eskaven lishvis lamalami asarum. So even though really you had that to live on the bottom of the tree, the bottom and the top is like one thing. So we look as if you had that really to live on top of the tree. So Rashi, V'yafal Gav, the boy Lemishke, Le'vatishokol, even though really Lemaisa, if you want to take Yerev off the tree to bring it down, you're not allowed to, to even Rishus HaYochid.
V'tachta v'shus rabim. So midrais you still can't take it down. About kolponim is the rabbanim like a svara. Chazinim we look lemakim shvisase kilu hu gevoyim. We look as if, even though you want to live on the floor, on the bottom of the tree, we look as if you want to live on top of the tree. We look as if you want to live on top of the tree, because anything inside a city is all command the mal yadomi. There's no difference between bottom and top. So you look as if the whole thing is on top already. So you look as if you want to be kind on top of the tree, and then it is chal. So our Mishnah is only talking about where Yalpayim Mamah ended outside a city. Even outside the 70 yamas of the city, there it's not command the mal yadami. Then there's a chiluk. If you want to live on bottom and your erev is on top and it's just a yochid, the erev is not chal because you can't get the erev on Shabbos. So the mari yochid, that's such a svara that inside the city we look as if it's all filled up. Or v'zoy chutz li iburu shaliyar nami. Even if you're outside the ibur, you're outside of the 70 yamas limit of the city, nami still should be kosher the erev. Why? Kiven the Yomar Rava. Since Rava says, Hanoise ne ruvai, anytime you put down an Erev Tchumim, or your Mokum, you put down your bread, you should know, Yeshloi Arba Amis. You have four Amis all around it, is like Midrabonin, your house. Well, you put down your bread in the middle of the street, so four, Dal by Dal, all the four Amis around it, we look as if it's your bias. That's your Mokum Shvisa. It's not just the Mokum where the bread is, it's a radius of Dal Damis. So all around you, the Dal Damis is like your makam shvisa. So the kashri is, even if you're outside in the city now, you're outside the city, but still, when you put down that bread, you have dal damas all around you, which is your rishus. So let's look as if those dal damas, like, they have mechitzas around you, and that makam should be command amal yudomi. So we should always look as if, when you want to live on the bottom of the tree, it's as if you want to live on top of the tree also, because you always have dal damas around you. So the mara kivun the yomer rova hanois neiruvei yeshloi arba amois hevelay rishus hayochid. It's as if you have a din rishus hayochid around you right now, and rishus hayochid oila ad rakia, and the rishus hayochid itself goes up until shemayim. So let's see Rashi again. This is only a svar in the rabbonins. So Rashi kivun the yomer rova hanois neiseru lekamam by pirkun kabinas galgo chus letchum. Let's say Erev rolled out more than the tchum. The Tony Mas Nitzin Einu Erev. It's not Chal the Erev. The Yom Arav Ulo Shonu Elosh Nizgalgu Chus Letchum Arbamis. It's only if it went more than Dal Damis away from the Mokum where you wanted to live. Avo Terech Arbamis. Even though the Erev, the Chal, rolled away, but if it didn't go Dal Damis away from where you wanted to be Kain Shvisam, is Hanois Nitz Ruvoi Yeshto Yarba Amis. Still it's Chal, because you have Dal Damis. Kolaymer. Arba Amis Shasviva. The four Amis all around your Erev is heavily kumokefus mechitzes. It looks from the rabbanon as if your mamish have mechitzes all around you. Now, v'chihechi b'yanois neseruvi b'bayis. Just like if somebody puts his eruv inside a house, she mitzase b'tchum or mitzase chus b'tchum. Half the house is inside the tchum Shabbos, and half the house is outside the tchum Shabbos. He is alochum halachas kuloi. You're allowed to walk through the whole house. Because any time you really have mechitzes around you, it looks like that's the mokum of your eruv, and you have a payamama outside that mokum. Yedevi kola bayis kiluhu b'terech tchumay. Kremi l'kamam, we'll see these sugyas later on. But kopon what's nageya to us is, whenever you put down your eriv, we look as if the mokum around you, dal damis, as if it mamash has mechitis around you, so it's mamash called like rishus yochid. So b'zoezek rashi, next rashi, rishus yochid oil ad rikiyam. V'yafilu nosno l'malam yasura. Even in our case, where you put the Erev on top of the tree, which is 10 tefachim high, which is a real Rishus HaYochid, who is a B'zai, and you want to live on the bottom of the tree, which is a Rishus HaRabim, but the kasher is, it should still be one Rishus. A B'zai, who veruvi Rishus HaYochid heim? So Grashi again, when he deloy Rishus HaYochid mamish, avada lemaisa mamish midiraisa, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. Legabi yisura diraisa, lemishkele milam. Avad l'maisa, you can't take off the bread off the tree to bring it to the bottom of the tree. Because l'maisa, the bottom of the tree, is the Rishus HaRabim. On top of the tree is the Rishus HaYochid. Because it's 10 tefachim high and rochav dalad by dalad. So l'maisa, it is the Rishus HaYochid on top. So l'maisa, it's also midiraisa to take the bread off the tree to put it down on the bottom. About koponim, v'adoleka mechitza. So Rashi mihu, linyin mihu, hu v'erubi b'mokim echod, hevichod v'shusay. Negeh to the rabbonadik aloch of Hilchas Erevin, do we consider you and the Erevin one Rishus? That yes, is still considered one reshus. Dumya, it's just daima, the noisim bebur shalir. The same way you put yerev in the middle of a city. The chazil le rova command amalia. The rova saw before. Anytime you have yerev in a mokum that has a din as if there's mechitis around it, we look as if that mokum is filled up to the top. So anytime you want to have your mokum shvisa on the bottom, the floor, it's the same thing. It looks like you want to have it on top also. So in the Rabbanim de Galochas, the kasher is, the Arab should be chal here also. Even though really you wanted to sleep, rest on the bottom of the tree, so what? Since b'mokum Arab you have Dal Damas all around you, and Dal Damas is called Krishas Yochid, let's look command the Mal Yadomi. It's the same thing as if you want to live on top. And if you really want to live on top, the Arab would be chal. Because on top, that's where your lechem is, so you're there, that's good. So even though now you want to live on the bottom, still it should be kosher, the Gemara's kasher. And for the Gemara, Rab Yitzchok. Right, Rab Meshashia. Hoch, we're talking about the Elon, the tree, Hanoite Chutzli Arbamis. The tree is Noite, the branches are going out of the Arbamis. In other words, the branches, you want to live on the bottom of the tree. And that's the Kurnish Shvisa. So, Ikashri is, we're asking all Dal Damas around the tree is like your Mokim Shvisa. The Teret says the branches here went further out of the Dal Damas. They went more than Dal Damas away from Dika the tree. So the Maisi, where you put the Erev now, is out of the Dal Damas where you want to be Kaina Shvisa. So since the Lechem is more than Dal Damas further away, here we don't say Command the Mali Domin. It's not considered like one Rishus, because it's more than Dal Damas away. Hey, Socha, the Elon, the tree, Hanoita, the branches stick out further, Chusli Yarbamas Askinim, more than Dal Damas. Now the case is, again, you